It's early, and while most people are in bed, this depot in Canning Vale, the nerve centre of Vinnies in Western Australia, is buzzing. Stock is being sorted and packed, trucks are being loaded and readied, and I'm surrounded by bags of clothes and stacks of furniture. The truck drivers are just arriving and are beginning to unload mattresses they've just picked up, and some of them will be heading out straight to houses for people in need. The staff and volunteers here are prepping for a big Christmas season ahead, and it's all go here at the Vinnies warehouse. Here's Mitch Urig, the manager of the distribution centre here in WA.
So we have 7 trucks.
This is about to be very busy here. All these guys loading and unloading. A couple of fellows just went next door to the mattress company next door because they do hotel refits. So we're getting some old hotel beds to come in. Lots of furniture.
There's heaps.
Yeah, there is heaps.
Where is all this mainly coming from? Donations or...?
It's all donated stock.
Yeah.
From people's households. Donated furniture is really helpful. We give most of it away to emergency assistance. We have a few shops that sell furniture, but the overwhelming majority is emergency assistance. People have a misconception, though, when we go to their house and want us to pick up that couch that's got a few scratches on it. They think, oh, if someone's living on the street, they'll be happy to have anything. And I mean, it's not the case. And the people we're giving away to, the overwhelming majority aren't people that are just fresh off the street. They are people that are in strife, basically. But as you can see, the quality of furniture is fantastic. We get antiques. At the moment, for some reason in the past few months, we've had an influx of organs. I didn't know there were so many organs in all of Western Australia, but they keep coming in.
Do you have someone that fixes stuff as well?
We have one fellow, a volunteer, Frank from Scotland. He comes in and he tinkers with things, but if it's too broken, unfortunately we can't use it. I mean, we can do the, you know, tightening screws here and there, but in terms of sticking a new leg on or things like that, it's going to be a bit hard. Then over here we pack our emergency assistance packages. So bed packs, pillows, cutlery, crockery, pots, pans, the type of things that just a household needs to function. Teaspoons. People haven't got teaspoons out there. It's dire. We have to go through all those donated forks and match them up. And we are matching. We're not giving people mismatched forks and spoons. We can afford to be picky and match those things up. You know, we're not giving people chipped or broken or cracked. We're giving people nice things. So it is nice to be able to be that picky.
Are you finding there's a lot of people giving broken stuff, thinking that it's okay?
People try to. We empower our truck drivers to go out there and inspect the furniture when they collect it. And we take 95% of the things that are donated to us. But sometimes, you know, people are unaware that, you know, if Jaws has attacked that couch, no one wants it.
Yeah, it's not a bulk rubbish pickup.
Yeah, exactly. And I think sometimes people do see us as an alternative to bulk rubbish, but we're not. We do spend a lot of money on waste here, and it is a burden on the industry as a whole, to be honest. Books. Lots of books. We only sort them into fiction and non-fiction and kids. And then also there's only so many copies of 50 Shades of Grey you can stick in a shop. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm the sorting team leader at Vinnies.
What does a usual day look like for you when you come in?
So we go through the raw stock and sort through all the donations that come through.
How do they sort of come in? Is it bags or...?
So they come in through the blue cages, so all in bags, some loose clothing, yeah.
What do you see most of that comes through?
So we get a lot of women's wear, children's wear, not so much men's wear, which we really need.
Anything else that comes through other than clothes? Are there things you're finding you have to sort through?
We get a lot of homewares, bric-a-brac as well, just a bit of everything. Yeah.
So when it's a piece of clothing that comes through, is there something that you're looking for to determine whether or not you can sort of forward it on to the shops?
So anything that's, I guess, not stained, ripped, in very good condition.
How much do you go through every day or month?
The sorters sort through about 50 tonne every month.
Yep, my name's Darren. I drive trucks. I'm team leader as well for truck drivers.
What does a day look like for you as a truck driver for Vinnies?
Delivering emergency relief, picking up furniture from the clients, and any other jobs that need to be done around here.
So you're going out to houses and picking up stuff as well as dropping off to people in need?
Yes.
What sort of things are you seeing mostly that you're picking up?
Oh, it can be anything. You know, the basic furnishings to, you know, wall units to anything. You know, clothes, bric-a-brac. Yeah, it just depends on the job.
What's sort of the reaction that you see when you do go to someone's house to drop something off when they're in need?
Oh, they're quite happy to get it. You know, people, especially needy people, you know, they're happy to receive the basics, you know, especially when they've got nothing.
Yeah, must be a nice feeling to be able to have that as part of your job.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What do you enjoy most about doing this job?
Oh, helping people, you know, giving to the needy, you know, helping people move stuff, you know, if they need to get rid of stuff, I, you know, donate things.
And especially coming up to Christmas, what does that sort of mean?
Oh, well, you know, people aren't going to be sleeping rough. You know, they'll have a bed, you know, lounge, table, chairs, whatever, all the stuff they need. And plus we do other stuff here.
And it must be pretty awesome being able to deliver a bed to someone who doesn't have a bed.
Oh, yeah, it feels great. You know, they're not going to sleep on the floor for that night. You know, they'll be fine for a while, you know. So it gives them a helping hand up, you know.